Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I was having a conversation the other week. His name was Jai, he's a consultant, and it's quite typical what Jai was doing compared to what everyone else does. So I thought, what a great opportunity, share Jai's story, but also share the tweaks we made and how quickly some small tweaks can change things. So here's Jai, as I said, consultant. Really, Jai goes to 2-3 networking events a week, hands out an awful lot of business cards, does an awful lot of coffee catch-up meetings with people afterwards. But the conversations are always around, you look out for me and I'll look out for you. There's nothing really structured. There's no real process or real plan put in place. It is the hope and luck. Hope you find something for me, I'll look out for you, let's see what happens type of situation. And we know that those situations just don't work. Sure, you might pick up one or two people from that person throughout the year, but that's what frustrates you, that you only get one or two people and it's not five, six, or one a month. And it's not five or six or one a month because you're not taking control of the situation. So that's one thing I'm going to get into. The second thing was Jai really had no idea around the power of social media. And whether you like social media or not, it is paramount in this day and age for you and your business. For people to be able to share you, for people to be able to see you, for people to be able to continue talking about you. If for no other reason, that's why you need to keep using social media platforms, to keep getting yourself out there. So that was a whole nother aspect that we needed to look at and we needed to fix up. The third big thing was around leveraging into other people's networks en masse. So not just building your referral teams and getting referral partners to be able to pass your referrals, but how do you get in front of 20, 50, 100, 200 people all at once? And how do you actually do that? See, it's great when I hear people going off and going, I've got to speak at this conference and I'm going to go speak over there. Well, if you don't get those people that you spoke to back into your leads bucket, it was a complete waste of your time and effort. Well, probably not quite true, not a complete waste. But certainly you're not going to get as much traction or as much business as what you should. So you've got to keep thinking, how do I do things en masse? How do I leverage 20, 30, 50, 100 people at a time rather than the one by one by one by one? So those who have been around me know that I love drawing. So whip out the iPad, jump onto Paper 53 app, got my little Apple Pen out, and away we went. So the first thing we needed to fix up was to have reliable referral teams, to have people that you didn't have to have coffee catch-ups with, that you had a structured weekly phone call with. And in that weekly phone call, you actually created strategies to help one another. So Jai's theory of, well, you look out for me and I'll look out for you, is never going to work. You need to have a tool that your referral partners can promote, because that's always going to put more people into your leads bucket than a simple, who do you know and who do I know conversation. Can you look out for me and I'll look out for you conversation. So I know one of the big things that we always want to get done is our foundations. And one of our foundations is we need a tool, a lead magnet, with our landing page, with our thank you page, with our email sequence. So therefore, we can start getting our referral partners to promote that for us. On the flip side, that is so much easier for them to be able to promote and help you than to have to keep thinking, oh, who might want to do this? Who do I know that wants to do this? That's actually harder for your referral partners. So in the early stages, when you're building up the relationship and building up trust, the quickest way to do that is to keep doing small little things for each other. So getting someone to be able to promote something, that's a small little thing. That's easy. So make it easier for your partners. So as we drew this out for Jai, we're looking at, okay, so who needs to be your referral partners? The people he was having coffee catch-ups with, they didn't even have his target audience. So you've got to be able to make sure that you've got people with your target audience that want to help you, that you want to help them, and that you have a tool ready for them to promote. So that was the first thing that John needed to get done. Once you've got that foundation, once you've got that tool, it goes across everything. You can then have it promoted on social media. When you speak, you can then promote it. So it really is a bit of a cornerstone to make sure that you're bringing people back into your leads bucket. So within a space of 20 minutes, Jai had gone from a lot of time-wasting activities, having to go event to event, card to card, coffee catch-up to coffee catch-up, to having a simple little process where he can get good people promoting his things, and now all of a sudden, he's getting a much fuller leads bucket. So my simple question, where are you at with your foundations? If we don't have the foundations laid, it makes it really hard to use all the other channels that we talk about. The partner channel, the network channel, the social channel, the live and leverage channel, the retargeting channel. So, do you have your tool ready? Your thank you page, your email secrets? Are they all organized? And if not, that's your first step. If they are, it's time to get it out there and get it promoted. Hopefully that's been super helpful. If it's the first time you're listening to us, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to us either on Podbean or Spotify or iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And make sure you come and join that great Facebook group we have called the Referral Network. Just search Referral Network and come hang out with our networks and some amazing people. Till next time, take care and I'll speak to you real soon.